Defensive lineman Richard Seymour is with us. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. How you guys doing? Well, I tell you what, I just heard what you just said. I like to play some of those quarterbacks that'll give you a whole bunch of sacks too.
Yeah.
So you can line, if you line a couple of those up on the schedule, that'll be nice.
I'm going to start describing you as TV analyst. Richard Seymour.
Don't even go there.
No, I've seen some good stuff. I mean, yeah, you broke it down on CBS before, and then last night I saw you on the set with ESPN and Dale. He was breaking it down. You know, Emmett Smith asked him a question. He said, "You know, good question, Emmett." You know,
well, you know, I just put on a few different hats from now and then.
I like it though.
And I'm going to try not to take it personal that I'm watching SportsCenter here a few minutes ago, and you went on with them before you went on with us.
That's okay. He say the best for last, right?
Absolutely. That's always the way it goes. You got to say the best for last.
Hey, we had a caller earlier who said that was the most fired up and inspired he can remember seeing this defense play all year. Did you guys feel like you were playing that way with that much fire and intensity as well?
Yeah, I definitely felt that. I felt, it was intensity. I don't know really because it was a Monday Night Football week, but we need to bring that same intensity each and every week, each and every game, because, you know, we only play 16 games a season, and we need to be fired up 16 times to play. It didn't always happen that way, but, you know, I think it was a great thing. You know, I thought the electricity was in the air, and we got off to a good start, and things just kind of snowballed for us, and we got a good momentum going. So, you know, anytime you can play inspired, passionate in football, and that was one of the things that I was talking about last night on the set, is you can play football, but then it's a different level when you can go out and emotionally be into what you're doing and have fun doing what you're doing. And that was the key for us all week long, was say, you know what, we're going to go out and show the type of football team that we have, and we're going to play and have fun while we're out there. You know, celebrate with our teammates. If one of your teammates make a play, celebrate with him just like if you would have made that play. So, you know, that's what I think it comes down to, just going out and having fun doing something that you love to do.
Richard, what was the trigger for that? I mean, was there a conversation? Was there did you go back and look at plays from 2003 and 2004? Because that's what that defense looked like to me last night. What triggered that, as you said, that desire, that willingness to play with football with a purpose?
Well, you know, I thought, the coaching staff, they brought it up to us. And then also as a group, we kind of got together and said, you know what, we can play. You know, individual groups, we got together and said, you know what, we're going to go out and have fun playing a game that we love to play. And, Coach Belichick, he showed a few plays where, you know, guys made some big plays and some big stops, and we would kind of just go about our business like, you know, it was something that was just supposed to happen. Like, and I think in a game where, you know, your emotions need to come out and you need to play inspired and you need to, have a lot of momentum going into it, I think, it showed last night. And, but you know what? I also have to give credit to the fans and also the, my buddy working the music as well. He had it going in there. So when you had all of that together, it was good.
Is that the Young Jeezy, or was that the mystical part that had you getting? I saw
you
guys.
Well, you know, it was the mystical at in pregame warmups, but it was the Young Jeezy during the timeouts. And once it got going from there, I mean, it was. I think anytime you look at Ellis Hobbs out there going, it gets everyone going.
Ellis Hobbs doesn't really need an excuse to dance, does he?
Yeah, so you can put on anything and he's dancing. So, you know, we had a lot of fun out there.
You hear that? You hear that? We got a little something. We can do that. Hey, don't sleep on us. We can do a little something. I mean,
I see both of you guys bouncing in there now.
I mean, now, it's a radio show, so we got some DJ experience here. Don't think we just two talking heads trying to talk about a little football here.
Hey, you're a guy who quite often doesn't demonstrate a lot on the field. You kind of go about your business, but you had a sack there and you got up and both arms are out and you're screaming at the sky. Is that what you were talking about, the thing that Bill was pointing out, that it's okay to go out and celebrate a good play like that?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You know, as long as it's, you know, celebrating with your teammates, you know, patting another guy on the helmet, you know, jumping up and down for another guy doing something well, you know, I think, you know, that can be intimidating for another team where he see, you know, not only do you have to play against this one guy, but it's intimidating when you see four, five, six guys there, you know, pulling for one another. And, you know, if you fight one, you're fighting all of them. And, you know, that's something that we wanted to create. And anytime you come into that stadium, that's what I want teams to feel. Like, hey, we're going against all of these guys, all of the fans. Everyone is, you know, on one accord. And, you know, obviously we have to go out and take care of business. You know, we just can't be jumping up and down and mean mugging the crowd, et cetera. But we have to have that emotion challenged in the right direction. And, you know, as long as it's helping us, you know, do something and accomplish a goal that we all want to do, you know, we're all for it.
There was one down point of the night, and it involved Rodney Harrison being carted off the field. And Richard, a lot of people can't see us in here. When you're in here with us doing interviews and Rodney is with you, I've always thought to myself, these guys are brothers, and they don't even know it. I mean, the way you are able to joke with him, the way he's able to joke with you, the way he talks about you and the way you talk about him, it's a relationship that goes well beyond football, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it best. It's a relationship that goes much deeper than football. You know, even if we didn't play football, you know, we will still keep in contact. You know, my family will go see his family. He'll bring his wife and kids down to my house, et cetera. You know, whether it's cookouts or, you know, whatever we do after football as well. You know, that's the type of relationship that we have. We, you know, it's a few guys on your football team that you are really close and really have a deep bond with and kind of hang out with other than football, and he was definitely one of those guys for me. You know, it's tough because he, you know, he's one of the best safeties to ever, you know, scrap it on. He brings that level of intensity, that level of leadership to this football team, and it's going to be sorely missed. You know, I knew it wasn't good when the cart came out to get him. So, you know, I said a prayer for him at that time, and, you know, he's had a few tough breaks here the last couple of years. And, you know, it's definitely a tough situation, but, you know, it's an opportunity for some other guys, a Brandon Merriweather, James Sanders, to really step up into that leadership role and take on and really use all the advice that they have been getting from a guy like Rodney Harrison over the years, you know. So I think they've been fortunate to play with a guy, and also myself as well, but to really play the same position and get all his knowledge, his expertise, you know, I think it's just going to benefit them come down the stretch, and we're definitely going to need those guys to step up.
Have you been able to talk to him and just see how he's holding up spirit-wise?
Well, we've texted. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, take care of whatever you need to take care of, talk to your family, et cetera. You know, he knows where I stand with him, and, you know, we said we'll talk to each other later. But, you know, I'm sure before, you know, he gets out of here or whatever, you know, are the plans for him as far as the future is concerned. You know, we'll talk and kind of move forward from that standpoint, you know. So, you know, I'm quite sure he's, you know, handling everything in stride. You know, because Rodney is the type of person, he always has everything in perspective. You know, football wasn't his life. You know, he's the type of guy, you know, spiritually and his family, all of that came first, and then football came. So, you know, even though it is a tough deal to not be able to do something that you love to do, I still think he has a lot of priorities in life, and he keeps everything in perspective because it is just a game that we go out and play.
You know, Richard, when something like this happens, you're always reminded of how violent and intense this game is. But at the same time, I imagine you couldn't do your job by consciously thinking all the time, man, this is a violent game. Right. I could get hurt on any play. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes when we watch film or even if I'm watching someone else play the game, like if, you know, Sunday, since we played Monday night, Sunday we had an opportunity to kind of sit down and watch football. And I was just looking at all the collisions and, you know, how tough the game is and how hard it's played. I was like, man, this is a really physical game. It's dangerous out there. But when you get out there, you feel different, you know, because when I step out there, you kind of feel like a gladiator, et cetera, that, you know, you are stepping into the arena, and, you know, I just feel like when I step on the field, I feel like I'm going to be the one doing the hurt, not the one that's getting hurt. So I think that's just a mentality that you have, and you always have to think positive when you're out there. You know, I'm not a guy that I understand what can happen when you go in there, but, you know, I just think of it in a different way.
Sure did feel different, though, going off the field and listening to those people hooting and hollering, didn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It was definitely a fun game to play in. It was, you know, like I said, the electricity was in the atmosphere, and it really felt good. I'm glad we bounced back from a poor performance in San Diego and just was able to get a big win against a really good football team in Denver.
Congratulations. We appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck to you next weekend.
Absolutely. And if I do another show, I'm coming on you guys. I'm still going to save the best for last.
But you know what? I really can't blame you, Richard, though. You know why? You had an opportunity to talk to two Hall of Famers last night, yeah, and Steve Young and Emmitt Smith. So
right.
I can respect that. Talking to Hall of Famers or talking to two guys in the pit of the stadium. I understand.
You know what? You guys are going to be the sportscasters Hall of Famers one day as well.
Yeah, if you nominate us.
and get the both votes. Thanks, Richard. We'll talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Richard.
That is Richard Seymour joining us.